morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, I've got Mark Montoya from the Helper Christmas Town Committee. Mark, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Mark, I'm really excited to get you into the studios because I feel like the year in general has just been crazy and everything changes every single day. And is this happening? Is it not happening? I can't tell you how many people have reached out and said, what do you know about the Helper Light Parade? Please tell me it's happening. And I say, yes, it is. And I can't tell you how many people are so excited to actually have this event taking place.
Yeah, I've had plenty of people give me positive feedback about having this event, and I feel like we can do it safely. We just have to, like you said, you know, this year has been crazy. We have to kind of roll with the changes, and so there's just going to be a couple of changes that we're going to have to do to have a successful event this year.
There definitely is some things that we need to not do, and one of those that I love doing, and it's so much fun every single year, we do dancing in the street, and we throw out prizes. Well, those are really close quarters, and when we're doing dancing in the street and everybody's right in front of the stage, that is something that we're not going to be able to do, but in the grand scheme of things, if we have to cut that out in order to have the parade, we're doing it.
Small sacrifices so that we can have this event. Yes. Just for the parade focus, we will not have the bleachers this year so that we can practice social distancing. We just ask that anybody that attends the event that they do not attend if they have any of the major symptoms like a fever, cough, shortness of breath. Like I said, try not to form large group gatherings. Stay with your family. Try to stay 6 feet apart. Masks are required for spectators, and I feel like it's a good opportunity to wear your mask because it's cold outside.
Right. You're going to want it anyways.
Yeah, it keeps you warm. It keeps your face nice and warm. And just be respectful of other people's personal space, you know. So let's be an example and show people that we can actually have successful events as long as we're trying to follow the governor's mandate. And it'll be fine. We'll do this.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, you look across the state during different events that are being held, and they're still holding events. They're just doing it in a different way. And, you know, it's all about accountability and people being responsible for themselves. So, like you said, make sure to be responsible, wear your mask, social distance, stay with your family, and this event can happen.
Yeah, we've even considered, we haven't gotten clarification yet, but we've even considered letting people park on Main Street again so that you can either stay in your cars if that makes you feel more comfortable, and it'll help with the social distancing, but it becomes a safety hazard for the parade coming down Main Street. So I haven't really clarified that yet, but we will put that out there if we are going to allow parking on Main Street this year.
So definitely make sure to head on down. Now, Mark, as always, the parade, no matter what, is always the first full weekend in December.
Always. We never overlap into the November-December weekend, so it's the first full weekend. So this year, it is the 4th and 5th of December, and it starts at 7 p.m. each night.
7 p.m. each night. It is on Helper's Main Street. Now, the chili dinner that has always happened, the breakfast with Santa, those are not happening this year. It is the parade and the parade only, so make sure to head on over. Two different nights that you can attend, Friday and Saturday will be the huge night.
I always encourage people to come out for the Saturday night parade because we have fireworks to end the parade.
Right. And the fireworks show is always incredible. And people love to, you know, and that's one of the great things that you can do about the fireworks show is you can make your way to your vehicle wherever you've parked and just get comfy and watch the fireworks show from your car and then tune on into 95.3 The Peak and listen to the music that goes along with it.
Yeah. Did you hear what she said? For some reason, that message never comes across to everybody. Everybody doesn't know. They're choreographed to Christmas music and you can listen to them, and it's great. Like, it's a great experience.
Right. And it's always a really good time to kind of get together with your family and just do something that makes you happy. I feel like, Mark, right now, there's so many things that are making us unhappy and so many things that are bringing us down that the things that are happening that do bring us a little bit of joy, we better do it.
Yeah, we better do it. And let's just do it right. Like I said, let's just be an example that we can do this successfully. As Mallory pointed out, like, our two fundraisers that we normally have are canceled. We are just sticking with our outdoor events. And so we will have a lights on ceremony this Friday. It's at 6 p.m. starting at the Rio Theater. And we'll walk up to the Main Street Park. And we will have Santa, and we'll just do it a little differently. We heard he is coming to help her, and instead of it being at the auditorium, we're going to stay there on the main stage, and you can come and see Santa.
And Mark, huge, huge push, because it's kind of a big deal that the parade is even happening. We're all so excited about it. Get some floats in.
We have had a big response for floats. And like I always say every year, we never put a deadline on it. We don't turn people away. Just one major factor, if you're going to build a float, it can't be higher than 13 feet because it has to go under the underpass.
Right.
So that's the only major rule you have to follow. And yeah, we never turn anybody away. You can show up the night of the parade and we'll have an application ready for you if you don't have one to fill out for a waiver of responsibility. And that's it.
And, you know, another thing that I'd like to point out, because a lot of people might think, oh, well, that's awesome. I could probably make a float, get one put together in enough time, but I can only make it one night. That's fine.
Yeah, we don't have really strict rules. Like, you can come one night if you can't make both nights. It is a parade that happens for two nights. And, yeah, it doesn't take that much to build a float. I always emphasize it just has to have lots of lights on it. It doesn't really have to look good during the day because it's in the dark. And what people are there to see is lights on a float. And so as long as it's covered in lights, it's going to look great.
Right, for sure. And it doesn't matter. I mean, you could make the ugliest float you've ever seen during the daylight. But as long as at night it looks great, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, yeah. It makes everybody excited.
It does, for sure. Well, Mark, for anybody that is thinking about putting in a float, another thing that is huge is the fact that this parade is happening the very first weekend in December. It's going to be the 4th and 5th. You could literally decide Friday morning that you want to put a float in and have one put together in enough time.
Yeah, I've seen people actually drive to the where we line up the floats and put their float together right there starting like noonish, and they're done by 7. And
yeah,
you just have to have the supplies and the gumption to get it done.
Right. Think about doing one for your family. You don't have to have a business to put a float in. Do one for your neighborhood. Do one for whatever it may be. This is a great opportunity for some of those groups that, you know, like dance teams that have not been able to do some of the things that they normally do. Let them put a float together. They're outside. They're going to be able to, you know, do something together and still be responsible and safe and still get that, you know, that companionship that they've been missing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good thing for this community. We need some joy in our lives after this 2020. Let's hope 2021 is a little bit better.
Oh, I agree. Well, Mark, for additional information, if somebody would like to get the application to put in a float, they can find it all on Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah, we have the application posted on Facebook. If you have a hard time finding it, you can reach out to me at 435-650-4180, and I'll direct you to the right place, email it to you, or text it to you, however you want to receive the application. And if you have any questions, you can call me at that same number.
Perfect. Well, again, it is the 31st annual Helper Christmas Town Electric Light Parade. So make sure to come and check it out. December 4th and 5th on Helper Main Street starts at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, don't forget, after the parade will be the fireworks show. And you can tune in to 95.3 The Peak and hear the music that's choreographed with the fireworks. It's a great time. Well, Mark, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
That's it. I just, again, emphasize, just come and enjoy the event. Stay safe, but practice the social distancing, wear your masks, and let's be an example to this area that we can have successful events and follow the governor's mandate.
Absolutely. More information can always be found on Facebook. It's at Utah's Christmas Town. So make sure to go and check it out. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Mark Montoya. To listen to this interview in its entirety, head on over to castlecountryradio.com.